The second session of Alaska's 30th legislature began today, with the caucus leaders expressing hope that this year will be more productive than 2017. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman spoke with leaders of the House about their hopes for the new session.
The state government has spent down savings over the past 3 years. That means the focus of this year's session will be on something that's never happened before: the likelihood of spending money from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings to pay for state government. House Speaker Bryce Edgman says he hopes the legislature can reach a compromise on a long-term budget plan.
We realize that we need to work with the Senate, we need to work with the governor, and we're willing to sit down and negotiate and to talk about what it takes to not only get a budget done for the upcoming year, but to put a package together that keeps essential services in place and allows for our economy to once again stabilize itself.
Last year, members of the House majority that Edgman leads said an income tax is a necessary part of a budget plan. This time around, the Dillingham Democrat isn't making a tax a precondition for a deal.
We intend to go forward in a manner that allows us to work with everyone and to try to come up with a reasonable solution to a problem that's pretty large.
Edgman says the House plans to pass a school funding bill early in the session, separately from the rest of the budget. Edgman also says bills restructuring the Alaska Marine Highway System and updating the legislature's sexual and other workplace harassment policies are also on the agenda for the session. And the speaker says the legislature will keep a close eye on federal plans to develop oil, gas, and the state's other resources.
Alaska is a resource development state, and the fact that we may have more prospects for oil and gas exploration, as well as other opportunities, both onshore or possibly offshore, is something that I think we need to take a close, hard look at. And our caucus is committed to being a good business partner, certainly with the industry.
House Minority Leader Representative Charisse Millett says her caucus's priorities include cutting the budget and putting a limit on state spending in the future. She says House Republicans will oppose new taxes. Millett says the Trump administration's policies also will help.
We're in an environment now with an administration that's really going to help Alaska open up our resources, which is going to be a great boom for the state of Alaska and great opportunities. So I'm super optimistic about session. I think there's going to be a lot of great things done this session.
Millett is a member of the Legislative Council subcommittee reviewing the harassment policy. She circulated a draft policy among both lawmakers and employees who work for the legislature.
And I want it to be something that the legislature can be proud of, that protects our employees and creates a safe environment where people can be productive and want to come to work.
Millett also supports passing a school budget early, and she hopes the legislature gets its work done in the 90-day session set by state law. She says that can happen if the House majority gives up on an income tax.
That means that we could possibly get the budget done early if we're focusing on the budget as a standalone and it's not tied to anything else, or, you know, we won't do the budget until you do the X, Y, and Z. I don't see that happening this year.
The House Finance Committee will start work on the budget on Thursday. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Tomorrow, Andrew will have a report featuring Senate leaders and their goals for this session.